Okay, everyone. Hello and welcome. We're starting the next session with the first talk, which is going to be a long talk. And this is by Tristan, the computer guy, Ross. And he's going to talk about describing Nix closures using SBOMs. All right, so a round of applause for Tristan, please. A warm welcome here at Boston. I think you came from far away, right? All right, so go ahead.
Hi, I'm Tristan Ross, and I've been working at Determinant Systems, and one of the things that I work with a lot is SBOMs, which are software bill of materials. And so I'm sure not many of you know what SBOMs are, so what are SBOMs? Effectively, they are a collection of software with metadata. Usually the metadata says what version the software is, the name, any sort of identifiers, so you have a few different ways of identifying the packages. Usually contains the patches and possibly some other metadata. The convenient thing about this is that you now can easily express in an industry standard way what a package closer looks like, which, aside from Nix, is actually very useful because these are actually just pretty easy to work with. And so why do they matter? Well, for once, provenance. It's very useful being able to guarantee what software you have on one system. Another one is vulnerability tracking, so you can take an SBOM and put it into some tool like Ncore's Gripe, which then will give you all the vulnerabilities associated within that closure. You can also do dependency tracking. Because the SBOM contains references to each dependency, you're able to then effectively graph the dependencies. You also do auditing with SBOMs. So since you know what licenses, the sources, and all that are associated with a package, you can easily audit it. And this is without evaluation, since it's all generated. And the fun thing about this is SBOMs actually look like Nix closures. So if you just express every package as being a single derivation inside of an SBOM, you effectively have a Nix store closure inside of something like SPDX SBOM or a Cyclone DX SBOM. And how do you make SBOMs? So there's a few tools out there. One is SBOM Nix, which is written in Python. It works pretty well. A lot of people use it. It's mostly eval-based, uses like, I believe it's Nix env with the meta command. You also have BonBon, which it's able to use. It's effectively something you would add into Nix as a flake or something else, and you just give it a set of packages and it evaluates it and gives you a SBOM as you build it. You also have SIFT, which is a lot more primitive compared to the others. It just looks at whatever paths are referenced and will give you an SBOM. And then at Determinant Systems, we wrote a new tool called FlakeBOM, which is written in Rust. It is able to do parallel evaluation, and it outputs a Cyclone DX format. And it also is able to give you the provenance information for every single package inside of a closure. So that information would be like what Nix cache it came from. And so you're able to guarantee and attestate what your package set looks like. So what else can SBOMs do? So for one, you can replicate between systems, and it's actually very easy to do with just using the Nix store command and just be able to do dash R on it to realize everything. You can do vulnerability tracking and audit software sources. It also provides an easy way to do introspection since you have an easily portable way of being able to express it. And then since SBOMs always have a minimal set of attributes they can specify, there is an ideal way these SBOMs can look like. And ideally, you do not want less metadata. You actually want more metadata. And so that would be being able to track everything and anything inside of a packet set. So that is, you want to know what all the patches are doing, where they come from. You want to know all the vendor dependencies of a package. Like, let's say you have something that is written in Rust and you're pulling cargo. You can't easily introspect that. And so being able to have a way to specify that is helpful. And then you also want to be able to track variants. So like if you have certain packages that are the same exact package, but with a feature turned off, like let's say some package has a TPM support and that's not always enabled, being able to know that is very useful. So this is an SBOM I generated, well, part of it, for LLVM. As you can see, it pulls out all the information. You have all your licenses, you have a common package enumeration, you have references, and some properties with Nixtor paths referenced. But this is not enough. We're missing quite a bit from Nix packages. So for once, vendor dependencies is a big one. The package type, which is effectively saying what kind of package. So if we look back on the previous slide, you can see LLVM is marked as a library, but not everything's a library. You often have things like Google Chrome, which are applications. So being able to mark what kind of software you have in your closure is very useful, because you can also mark what is not software. Because there's a problem with the SBOMs that if you build an SBOM for a Nixtor closure, source paths are referenced because they are in the tree. And so being able to mark them as not being actual software and being the sources would help prevent false positives, since not every package always has the right metadata for its source code. And then you also want to have patch information. So you want to know like what CVEs or a commit that a patch is associated with or a pull request is associated with. So it's very easy to backtrace where that patch comes from in a machine readable way. And you also want to be able to get the, not just the paths that are packages that are declared in the build inputs and various attributes, but also what a string interpolated, which is difficult because that removes a lot of the metadata that you get. And so being able to unwrap that easily helps a lot. So there's a few PRs that exist to be able to add some of those missing features. One of them is by Hans Doshim. It adds package URLs. This is a very common way of being able to describe a package in a URI format, and it's effectively just you have package colon and then what kind of packaging solution slash the name, and then you can have some stuff after the question mark to be able to declare any information like the Nixtor path that comes from. And then I've been working on the package types, so this adds a way of being able to describe what kind of software this that you're packaging. And then there is also from Josh Hoffer, serializing metadata, the metadata attributes into the Nixtor by putting it into JSON. And so that helps with the string interpolation. And that's kind of it. Any questions?
Somebody, I'm going to bring the microphone to you. So that is essentially this. So we are what you are working on is describing not like the closure, like how the closure gets made, but what actually is in the closure to like make it easier to generate good S-bombs from Nick's derivations, if I understood this correctly.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch that.
So if I understood this correctly, what you're working on is not like describing how the closure gets built, but like turning a Nick's derivation into an S-bomb.
Yes, so effectively I'm trying to be able to not really get the recipe of a derivation, but rather the information around a specific derivation. So that's purely the metadata rather than how a package is built. However, SBOMs, since we do reference the store paths, we can then look those store paths back up, get the derivation, and then complete the rest of the story for that piece of software.
I see, thank you.
Great. So thank you very much, Tristan. Thank you for staying on time, like and finishing even ahead of time. That was really good for our schedule, so that's great. And yeah, we're gonna continue with two shorter talks now.